Like Dylan's song says, and the South End believes, when you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. So naturally, we figured we were totally immune to the ravages of the Great Recession. No jobs, no layoffs, no hopes, no disappointment, no woman, no cry. Hellfire, we're practically an ascetic Zen monastery down here, one hand clapping. And then the unthinkable happened. Tai's store is about to close its doors. I've lived here since 77, and except for a Christmas or two, Tai's store was open, rain, shine, hell or high water. From the Snowdens who built the original store back in the Dark Ages, to the Bartletts who made it the economic juggernaut of the South End, to Helen and Don who retired the E. coli dog rotisserie in favor of homemade Texas barbecue sandwiches, the store has been a permanent fixture, an icon of the South End way, a testament that money can still be made the old-fashioned way. Nah, not hard work. By selling cigarettes and alcohol and lotto. Tai was a prototype for every 7-Eleven, Quickie Mart, Stop and Shop, Quick Stop convenience store in America. Their motto, fast is worth more, spread faster than the bird flu pandemic of 2008. Somewhere in the heartland, the original golden arches still stand, a living monument to American genius and slick advertisement, assembly line cuisine, and tasty non-nutritious fare served on a white bread bun in a white styrofoam takeout container that is easily tossed from another American icon, the very large gas-guzzling automobile. Tai's store, soon to be shuttered, open neon dark. Outhouse next door locked will stand as mute testament to that era of the South End when we didn't need no stinking permits. We didn't need fresh vegetables. We smoked what we wanted, when we wanted. We considered lotto our necessary 401k. And we all knew, every man, woman, and child of us, where to go to get it. If they didn't have it, we didn't need it. Sure, it cost a little more. That was Tai's store.